brought to you by XS Energy. Here's today's surf and weather conditions with Sly Dog on KX93.5.
He's back. Yeah.
Bula, and good morning.
Bula, bro.
Sly Diggity Dog. Coming at you live and direct from the Supersonic Surf Shacky. How you guys doing?
Dude, we're good. It's nice to have you back.
Yeah, are you back in town?
I'm back in town. I survived the crazy Fiji Cyclone Winston, flying cannonball, coconut. It was a wild trip.
I was going to say that Cyclone Winston would be a great name for a band, but Cannonball Coconuts is a better name.
Yeah, I was playing dodgeball with Cyclone Winston.
Wow, you've had some experiences, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely a crazy experience, wild experience, wildest birthday I ever had. I was in the middle of a Cyclone Force 5 on my birthday, so that was pretty exciting.
It looked like you really made some friends over there in Fiji, though. You had a nice little group of Fijians cooking you dinner and hanging out with you on your birthday.
Yeah, we had a full-on skeleton crew that we were, like, securing the island. We had to evacuate everyone from the resort. And, we had a small little crew that was, some of my old friends from Fiji, since I've been going down there for quite a while now. And,
Are you teaching surf down there, Sly? What were you doing there specifically?
My friends own this resort, and I've been going down there and helping them kind of lifeguard and be a surf guide. I take the guests surfing and make sure they get back to the island safe and sound so they can post up at happy hour and have a few sunset cocktails.
What a great way to get a chance to travel and see a bit of the world and do what you love to do. It's fantastic, mate.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to go to Fiji, go to Taparua, that's just paradise. It's like Gilligan's Island, and just the Fijians are just the warmest, nicest people. And it was pretty devastating for most of the northern parts of Fiji that got really hit bad by the cyclone. But we got pretty lucky and didn't have as crazy as winds, even though they were like over 100 mile an hour winds where we were.
Yeah, man. Well, it's nice to have you back in town. Nice to have you back on the air with us, and we'll get back into a routine of surf reporting here. So you're back in your home ocean. What's it look like?
Yeah, we're back. There's still waves. El Nino is relentless, and it was looking really fun out there this morning. Laguna still got some like head high, low overhead waves. Looking at Salt Creek, it was looking really fun down there this morning. So, get out there and surf. The winds are supposed to pick up a little bit later on today. The water is still pretty nippy, especially for me. But, right in the high 50s, so wear your full suit. And, it's supposed to kind of slowly, surf's supposed to start dropping a little bit later today and kind of be in the kind of the 2 to 3 foot range over the next few days, over the weekend stuff. So, there's still waves, and it looks like a beautiful day. So,
cool.
Eat and get out there and get your gills wet.
Well, we left everything in order for you, so hopefully it was all as you expected when you returned.
I appreciate that.
All right, man. It's nice to have you back.
Thanks, you guys. And real quick, I got my spring break surf camp going on next week for the local kids around here. So if you guys want to sign up, their kids go down to Laguna Surf and Sport, talk to Captain Mo behind the counter, and we're going to have a lot of fun next week when the kids have Easter break. And one other announcement, too. I'm going to be DJing the Wine Gallery right below you guys tomorrow night, Thursday, from 7 to 11. So come down there. We're going to be pouring our purple corduroy wines, and they got some good pizza and beer specials. So come on down.
Cool.
DJ Sly Dog's at it again.
All right. Sly Dog does our surf report here on The Morning Show, brought to you by XS Energy. We'll catch you soon, dude. Bye.
All right, guys. Ew.